Episode 348, February 26th, 2018.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Well, it's that time of the year again. The three times a year, the voice comes back on, and I'm excited tonight.
Yes, it's only on about 48 weeks of the year.
It seems like it. Somebody wins, you never hear from them again, and like 2 months later, there's a brand new show to find the next superstar.
Hold on. The girl that, the Vanderwall girl that played the ukulele, was that the voice?
No, that was American Idol.
That was American Idol?
You talking about the hippie chick?
No. Robbie, you don't talk about Grace the Kid. I think it might even be America's Got Talent.
I don't know that show. I mean, I don't watch that one.
But our friend, former landlord Dave, took his girlfriend to go see that girl in concert. He said, and I literally said to her, I go, did you suck his dick all the way up my low back? She goes, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's only fair, right?
It seems reasonable, a fair trade-off. And The Bachelor wraps up tonight. I saw Jim Amato was posting, inside information to you, Robbie.
What's no, on? Next okay. Monday's the finale. Sorry, this is the fantasy suite dates tonight.
Okay, I apologize. Yes. But I will watch that too. I've been all over the place. I watch all of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah, people are saying that's good.
It is good. Todd Moore and I, when we lived together, we watched the original version of it together.
People say it's a tearjerker.
No, there are some legitimate moments where I'm getting welled up. I'm not kidding. But there's one part bothering me. It's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. They made over a gay guy.
No, come on.
And not just a gay guy, a gay black guy.
Come on. The whole idea is you're straight. We are going to teach you how to be fashionable.
Yes.
Isn't that basically it?
Yes. And this guy, if you're gay and black and you're not dressing well, that's on you. Okay?
Seriously.
So, and he already had a boyfriend who was real good looking. He just needed a new couch. Yeah. So,
is there a food guy, fashion guy? What are the?
Yeah, there's the food guy, which is obvious. You're going to help you with the food. There's the designer guy who basically just redo your house.
Right.
Then there's the cosmetics. He does your hair and hand lotions and then there's the,
is there a clothing guy?
There's a clothing guy, yes. Right. And then there's the guy, and it's like they just forced him in so they could call themselves the Fab Five. He just helps with your confidence. But by the way, having a new clothes and a new look and a new furniture,
yes,
and
can cook,
you get confidence.
remember the original one, none of those guys went on to do anything except for the food guy who did Chopped. I mean, those other guys disappeared. The only one I even remember from before was Carson. He was the gayest of all the gay people.
Yeah, I think he did some things. He's been on some reality shows. And I think the guy that did the home design had a show for a while, but Ted Allen is by far the biggest
star. Most successful.
But this year in Tawanda was the black guy who's the culture guy. He's like, you wouldn't. She says he's the guy that you wouldn't think is gay, and it disappoints a lot of women when they find that out, because he's just like this beautiful, perfect, ripped.
Who does he look like?
He looks like he could be, you know, Michael B. Jordan or something. You know, he's he could be in Black Panther.
Is he in it?
No, he's not. Okay. Michael B. Jordan is in it. But
got
not,
that.
Yes. So, and then I started watching this show, Imposter, which, see, this is where I think I know Robbie. See, I'm watching this because it was on Bravo. And it's about this chick that just gets guys to fall in love with her, and then she takes them. She's a con artist. She takes them all of all their money. And I start watching
I like anything con artist.
Okay. And I generally like that, too. And I start watching it on Netflix, and it's got a lot of plot holes. So I'm like, when I mentioned this in the pre-show, when you said you watched it, Robbie, I was prepared for you to say, God, it was so stupid. But my girlfriend liked it, and that's why I watched it. But you didn't really like it.
Yeah, Robbie's hard to figure
silly,
out.
But
go ahead, Robbie.
It's kind of silly, but we did enjoy it because, you know, it's an attractive cast and it's sort of fun to watch.
I'm telling you, Robbie, you couldn't guess. Like, he watches Ray Donovan, which is the dumbest fucking show you ever see, right?
Love Ray Donovan.
That's right. So you try to figure it out. Last week, we're like, well, why do you watch The Big Lebowski all the way through if you hate it? He goes, I'm not a quitter. And then literally 20 minutes later, he's like, I couldn't listen to that show. 5 minutes in, I stopped listening. So, I mean, he doesn't even know I don't know what directs him.
Well, this is what bothers me about this Imposter show. Now, granted, I'm going to watch it and finish it. But the main girl, but super, I mean, she's so sexy. I don't know what her background is. It's not white. It's something, but it's gorgeous. So her and these two other people, they somehow infiltrate someone's life. They have like a person behind the scenes that sets this up. And they do like a 6-month con. And then this other guy makes most of the money. And they make a few $100,000. But in the meantime, for example, she's a guy, this banker. She's his personal assistant. So she has to do like a real job for like 3-4 months. She speaks different languages, different accents. She's a great actress. She's funny. She can do all these things. And I'm like, you could just get a rich guy. Like, you realize without having to like make copies and type out reports.
But she doesn't want to stay. That's the thing, right?
Well, I'm at the point now where she's found a guy and she's realized, why don't I just like marry this rich guy? By the way, you can still con him and get him to cheat and then divorce him and make money that way without having to do like a 9-to-5 bullshit job.
Yeah, filing, that's fucking hard. That's
exactly
what I do. I hate doing that.
So I feel like has all these skills, and I think she's using them to the least of her abilities to make the least amount of money. That's just where I'm at in the show, Robbie.
Robbie doesn't have a problem with it.
No, you're 100% right. It's preposterous. The whole show is absolutely preposterous.
Okay, good.
It is. It really is. As soon as I found out they had the big boss, you know.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous, but I'm going to finish it. Now, you and Marcus are saying Altered Carbon is the show to watch.
Yeah, that's the one we're really enjoying right now.
And you say it because that's a lot of nudity?
Well, you know, you always like to, you know, it's like Game of Thrones. It's just, so there's something about the texture of the show makes it more fun when there's actual naked people on the show.
What kind of nudity? Bush?
Oh, yeah, definitely Bush.
Seriously? I was just kidding.
See, I like nudity. That turns me on more than porn nudity.
You want to just see some actress walk across the screen showing her. What's your favorite part to see?
I'm not saying that I could like actually masturbate to that, but I'm saying just like, you know, Khaleesi, some of her nude scenes in the beginning. When, what's her name, is walking. I know it's a body double. When she's walked the walk of shame, when she's naked that whole time. I think that's pretty hot.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite thing to see? Is it boobs, butt, or even vagina, because it's so rarely see it. What are we talking about?
I want a hot sex scene. When that went in
that's
in,
what you want.
In True, what's the show you like? True Detective season one, when she finally hooks up with Matthew McConaughey.
What about when he met the girl who sold him the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. True Detective. I'm going to go back and watch it for a fifth time.
God, you're right. I would like to do that. So welcome to the show, everybody. Do we have confirmation? Is Gramps in chat?
Gramps is currently still in chat. That's correct. And also, why is Gramps here is in chat. That's
And why is that your chat name?
Because Gramps texted both me and Robbie to let us know that he wouldn't be in chat. He wanted to make sure.
Did he give a reason?
Yesterday.
Like, how would that affect anything you do?
Well, I mean, I guess if we didn't see him there, he's always in. We think he was dead.
That's true.
I mean, he doesn't miss. But he actually, if I'm reading correctly, he has company, and he's downstairs avoiding them. While his friend, by the way, his friend is staying there because he's having surgery. My dad instead is going to be downstairs listening to this. And they're up there going, huh, I wonder what Rob would say if he was here.
Well, I mean, he probably doesn't think that our show is good content for someone who's about to face their maker, possibly.
Nah, it's not that kind of surgery. It's eye surgery.
That seems important.
Well, yeah, but it's not life or death.
Okay.
It's only one eye, too. So, you know, that's why you get two.
So Gramps, he emails these stories, and he says that he acted like maybe I did, that I couldn't print them out or something. I guess he thinks that I print them out and read it from that as opposed to reading them from my computer.
because that's what he would do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he said, you know, can you mention it to Rob this week?
So I have two Gramps stories, and I feel like I've told these before, but maybe they're just recurring themes.
Well, my dad has definitely given me the same story a few times. So, and his memory probably isn't great. Your memory over the course of this entire thing, I mean, he's the one that should chronicle or article this. What's the word? He's the one that should keep track. It should be his responsibility whether or not, you know, he's already given to
us. Spreadsheet on his stories?
He doesn't have to do a spreadsheet. But his intern will do that.
Okay. So we have two stories. Are you guys ready for some Gramps stories?
Yep.
All right.
And I will tell you if we've heard them before. All right.
Story number one. I have a client whose home is on the second floor, and she usually comes down to the door to pay me. A few times, her children stick their heads out the window and tell me she's at the doctor or is having her treatment. I wasn't aware of what her problem was. The other day, she came down and had me come upstairs for the first time. I told her that I had been concerned because she obviously had some health problems and she needed to catch up her insurance to make sure it was in benefit. She understood, and I asked her what health problem she had. She said breast cancer. I told her I was sorry to hear that and asked how she was doing now. Without a word, she pulled up her shirt, hooked her fingers under her bra, pulled it up, and her boobs popped out. She said, do you see the scar? There was a 1-inch scar on the side of her left breast. She said, that was my surgery. I said, well, you're still looking good.
He said that?
Yes. She smiled and said, thank you.
I think we did hear the story.
I picked up my case and turned the door. She stopped smiling and pulled down her bra and her shirt, then walked me to the door. I have no idea where that was supposed to lead.
Now, I'd heard that story. Maybe I didn't hear it on here. Is that it?
He mentioned it off the air, but we didn't hear it.
I remember thinking, well, I don't know, cancer?
I wanted not to tell that story.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, okay. Can't you have somebody without cancer showing Gramps her tits?
Look, people want Gramps stories. They'll settle for anything at this point.
Yes. Even then, that woman's no longer with us.
It's like a Star Wars fan.
As soon as I heard
fan.
The word cancer, I said, no, I don't think so.
It's like both a Star Wars fan will take a shitty other movie just to have one.
Yes. Both those breasts are gone now.
Yes. All right, number two. Do you remember the story about the sister who came to my client's door in a shirt that released her boob out the side? Do we remember that?
Vaguely. That's every story.
Sounds like every story.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the same house 4 days ago, and when I knocked, the door was quickly answered by a girl around 18 or 19. Let's hope so. She let me step in as she went upstairs to get my client. She had clearly been sleeping on the couch, which had a pillow and a blanket on it. I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I looked down at the end of the couch. You guys want to guess what it was?
A condom.
A pile of shit.
There is a large plastic penis laying there with a cord coming out of the back end of it and was plugged into the wall. I hadn't seen such a thing before, but I'm guessing it was a vibrator. He's guessing.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound like it. With a cord?
And that she had run the battery down through her nightly use. That's his theory. I guess she thought I wouldn't see it or didn't care if I did.
Wow. Gramps is in chat right now. Gramps, was it a foot long? Taking about 10 minutes.
It's an approximate size, Gramps.
Not the cord, Gramps. The actual phallus.
It seems scary to have something plugged in inside of you.
Yes, of course. I guess you could pull it out of the wall, but
right. So
ran the battery sale.
She just she knew Grant was coming over. Oh, the insurance guy's coming. Oh boy, let me watch Altered Carbon and think of Gramps. thank you, Gramps. I'd say
that
keep
wasn't
him...
quite a foot.
It wasn't quite a foot. Jeez.
Well, Dad's got a good eye for those things.
I didn't know that they had. I'm sure it wasn't an iron.
I'm sure it was something. Come on, a cord,
a hair iron thing.
Every cord. One of those I've ever seen doesn't have a cord.
Right.
So unless it's, you know, maybe 40 years old, which I doubt, it probably was a curling iron.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, curling iron.
You don't think Graham said the difference between a penis and a curling iron?
No, I'm sure he does. He does, excuse me, but not from across the room he doesn't.
Right, now that vision.
There are many modern appliances that you plug in.
Thanks, Marcus. I wasn't aware of that.
Really?
Really? I didn't know why there were 500 outlets in my house.
My toaster is solar powered. All right. I'm Googling electric vibrator. Is this a thing?
Hey, while you're looking for that.
Look up Hitachi.
While you're looking for that.
Marcus.
If you look at our Twitter page and see that we've now followed the NRA. I would like you to know that I don't even have the password nor the username for the Twitter account. That is someone else injecting their politics into our show when both Rob and I don't really sit on either side of this fence.
I definitely don't sit on the side of wanting to follow the NRA on
or to
Twitter.
Publicize it. Right, right.
Well, I have no interest. What... Robbie, you obviously did this. What brought that on, other than you just being Robbie?
Just me being Robbie.
God. So you now, okay. This is your way of orchestrating a show segment. That's my guess.
No. I didn't even know that you guys would have paid attention to it, honestly.
Okay. I mean, I get notified when that happens. By the way, real quick.
I'm learning something.
Scott from Philadelphia said, was it a USB charger? And Grant put question mark. He doesn't know what a USB charger is.
It required a 240 volt outlet. Yes. The dryer outlet.
Oh my God.
So are you gonna start tweeting at the NRA from our account?
Yeah, Robbie, you have your own account to be political with.
I also followed them on my account.
Okay, good.
Okay, so why are we following them?
We can, if you guys don't like it, you can unfollow.
No, but why did you do that? I mean, because you're the one.
Yeah, they didn't follow us, and we refollowed. You chose to follow them.
Yes.
Okay, so you're already following them. So yeah, you want to hear things from them, you're able to do that.
Yes, you got everything that they have to say. You're coming to your direct feed.
Correct.
Okay,
but I'm hardly ever on my feed. I'm typically on the Robin.
So what you're telling me is you follow the NRA so you wouldn't miss anything when you weren't on your feed.
That's correct. Okay. So to show my support.
Okay. Are you going to be retweeting NRA tweets?
From the Robin Joe Show.
Oh, thanks.
I would not do that.
But you might by accident.
No, I would not by accident do that. I promise.
I think that's very possible that could happen. So, is there anything that we could follow from our account that you would take issue with, Robbie?
You know that actress that used to...
Felisa Rashad.
Yeah, does she have Twitter? That actress who... she played the girl on the AT&T commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I followed her for a little while, and she was so far to the left, I had to unfollow her.
Okay, what's her name?
I forget the actress.
AT&T
name.
Girl.
Well, I need to follow her on Twitter then. What about, is there a Big Lebowski account?
Probably. Official Big Lebowski fans.
All right.
Can you follow Eagle haters?
There's no, that's not a choice.
Hey, probably going to be the football team.
Let me tell you what I did, by the way, while you're looking for that. Oh, God, this is a huge Joe mistake. So I'm at brunch with, it's Katie's birthday was last Friday. Her mom's birthday was today. So, you know, they have a brunch on Saturday to celebrate these birthdays. Okay.
Okay.
Now, her Uncle Pat calls Salmon. Okay. So we're making fun of him, right? No, whatever. But he's going to order, bagel with Salmon and lox or whatever it is, right? And cream cheese or whatever, capers, whatever he got. So everybody orders. He says to her, I'll have the salmon. Mm. And I go, she's not going to know what that is. Now, that's clearly me shitting on him.
Yes.
But she doesn't know that. She thinks that I just called her an idiot. And her whole demeanor changes as soon as I say that. And I'm in my head, I'm like, do I explain what I meant by that? And I found myself, I didn't explain. Instead, I was just overly nice. So she knew, all right, he wasn't being a jerk. That must have meant something different.
Did he get upset?
No, he didn't get upset. Okay. It would have been funny if I was just shitting on him because he's funny.
Yes.
But it was even funnier when he knew I had pissed off the waitress. And now the waitress is upset.
Did that affect the tip you left?
You know, it's funny. Here's what we did. It was a big check.
All right.
Right? There was a bunch of people there, and I only had my credit card. So I said, all right, well, pay what you guys owe and I'll pay the rest. And I went in there and there was enough money in there for that and tip.
So you made out?
Oh yeah. I've had like a $10 brunch.
Joe skipping on brunch. Good job. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for your life, sing for your life, sing, sing, sing for your life.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Returning for one night only, Friday, March 16th at Jam and Java in Vienna. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Two.
So,
what was that, Robbie?
I don't know. What the hell that
What was it?
That was you doing your laser impression.
Oh.
Two.
Good impression.
When did I do that?
The way you said something last week, you said two real high, so I just put it together.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Two.
So, last week, we talked about the woman in VA Beach. How I said,
I fucking hated her.
I talked about how I jokingly said that we got a lot of good comment cards on the tables left about our show. But one person said they liked everything about the show. But you, as a joke, didn't exist. Everyone believed me. No one thought I was kidding. You immediately decided who you thought that would be.
Yes, and let me describe her again. She's a woman. Someone at her table was given a role. She goes, I'd like to play a role. I said only one per table, which of course was a lie. She had a friend come ask me. I ended up having to give her a role. When we did the costume contest, somehow she wormed her way up onto the stage, even though she wasn't in the contest. Rob put her in the finals, and then her table, somehow with her shitty name, won free tickets to a show.
Yes.
So she had the greatest night of her life, and then this.
And you emailed her Monday. The show's Sunday. You emailed her Monday saying, you have four tickets. Here's our website. Let us know when there's a show you want to go to.
Here's how to do it.
I get from our Facebook page, Die Laughing Productions, a message. Now, I recognize the woman. I know it's her. We were one of the team. This is on Wednesday. We were one of the team winners at the Murder Mystery Show on February 18th and gave our email address to the man who handled the scripts.
That's me.
We were to get four tickets to the Funny Bone Theater. My email address is yada, yada, yada. I have not seen any emails from your company. Can you please advise? Thank you. I'm not going to say her name.
But you should say it. I, by the way, I took the picture of her profile picture, and I blew it up, and I emailed it to Rob. Did you see it, Robbie?
Oh, you emailed it to me? I didn't see it.
No, but I didn't remember if I did. I'm going to email it to you right now. Sorry, I keep hitting the...
By the way, Joe, in chat, Denim Jenny. I guess that's...
That was Denim Jane, if you were paying attention, yeah. Was that
so okay? I responded that Joe emailed her on Monday. Did you not get it? She goes, no, unfortunately, I did not. I gave him my email, and he appeared to write it down correctly. Resend. Thank you for the quick response. So I resend. No reply from her. So,
by the way, she should have said, "Oh, I see that you had my exact email address."
Yes.
By the way, would it be weird to not receive the notice for 4 weeks? We don't have another show there for 3 months.
Right.
I mean, it would not be weird to not see it for a week or two.
I'm guessing maybe they think they get 4 tickets to any Funny Bone show. Doesn't have to be a murder mystery. So then I go, we have a guest book on our website, and people can leave an entry. It's not posted until I approve it. It's a lot of spam. I get from someone else, but I'm sure it's the other person at that table. "Hi, we attended your Back to the 80s Murder Mystery show at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone Comedy on 2/18, and my group solved and won the case. We were told that we would get 4 tickets to an upcoming show as the prize, but I've yet to hear from anyone about this." Meanwhile, you talked to them directly after the show, got an email, then the next day emailed them, and I responded to her friend. We responded like 9 ways.
I told you they were horrible. By the way, I believe that's the same woman that did that guest book post.
Well, it's a different email address.
Oh, it's a different email? Yeah. Maybe she's trying to save face. But I just sent her picture to Robbie. And yeah, Robbie, post her pic on Patreon so everybody can take a look at this fucking bitch.
Jeez.
By the way, if you come up to me in person at the Virginia Beach show, I will point this woman out to you. Because I'm going to know her when we get to the next show.
Well, she'll be there. She'll want something else, too. But you were right. You were right that that person...
Yes, she was a horrible person.
I almost think
person.
Now she might have complained. I'm surprised she didn't.
I mean, I think about it. How can you have a better experience?
I don't know. I mean...
Obviously, she loved the show because she can't wait to get back
right.
to it. So much so that it when it came the next day, it didn't come soon enough. She was in the contest. She had a role. She... won tickets to a future show.
By the way,
she's still bitching.
She won tickets going there, having no idea that that's even a possibility.
Oh,
she
my
didn't
God.
Enter a contest and then win, and then wait, where's my prize? She just showed up, luckily won something, and then immediately wants payoff.
Scott from Philly said, "Can we set her up with the guy you kicked out of your driving class?"
Yes.
Now, Robbie, I sent you her picture, and I would say
emailed or text.
Text. So I believe the celebrity she most resembles, Linda Lavin. Linda Lavin. About 5% of the people in the audience will know who that is.
And I'm not one of them.
But that was Alice.
Linda Lavin's on a show right now.
She is? Is she 90 years old?
Yeah, she plays somebody's mother on CBS, I believe.
She plays somebody's daughter. So I put up on Twitter a Twitter poll. Can't be a Facebook poll. Because we debated last week, Tommy and Eric's Weird Al Yankovic cover band, Amish Pair of Guys. I like it. The two of you don't. And I believe we had 12 votes plus
Facebook.
Oh,
I wasn't
going to
say
things.
That. I wasn't going to say that on air.
Then maybe it was 10. But we had,
we
not
had
a lot. Yeah. But we had some Facebook people, too. I think that keep it one by a little bit, which I think is good because if this is not a Weird Al-specific audience.
Well, we asked the girl in our show, and she immediately said what I said, meaning this is somebody just mentioned to her, and the first thing that she said was, "Well, they would need to be Amish for it to make any sense."
Okay, and then I came over.
But wait, hold
I'll
on.
Right
let's
back,
say
guys.
Let's say what
I'll
we're
be right back. Okay,
let's reframe it real quick so okay. people know what we're talking about. Eric Woodworth, Tommy Cimbazzo are starting a Weird Al Yankovic cover band, and the band's name is going to be Amish Pair of Guys,
based on the Amish Paradise song, and it's obviously it's a parody of a song parody, the name. So you say it's a bad name, but the reason you say it's a bad name is because you don't think they're going to follow through on the name to match the name.
Correct. It wouldn't make any sense for it just to be Amish Pair of Guys. There'd be a pair. By the way, there's also like 4 guys. That's the other thing. That's kind of hilarious. It's not a pair of guys unless you have the 2 singers, which, okay, maybe that does make a little bit of sense. And then they're not Amish. Well, now the
but
first part.
But if it was 2 guys and they were Amish, does that then make it a good name?
And they're only doing Weird Al songs?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a little strange to be Amish. There's no just because then that's the name you're doing all the songs from Hey Ricky to, you know, what was the song that we just referenced from Rocky III? Oh, Living with a Hernia.
Yes. See, I think that you're the name is great, but if you're saying that they can't execute, that they can't then be an act with that name, then it doesn't work. Because, like, a bad name would be a bad name no matter what.
No, but what you're saying is, are you now saying that they should be Amish?
I'm saying they don't have to be. But if they... does that, maybe that makes it better. I stand by it's a good name regardless of that.
So my thing is that if they plan on, excuse me, being Amish, it's a very good name. I think it's strange to want to be Amish. It makes no sense. So if that's the point, that them being Amish is strange, and then it's strange if they're not Amish, and that's the band name, then yeah, I don't like the name under any circumstances.
Well, we did a rehearsal with a new cast member. Can we give her name?
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah. So this girl, Lindsay, who works over at the Ram's Head on stage, we had a Halloween murder mystery there on Halloween night. And Robbie and I went next door to the connecting bar where she was singing. And we were like, she's amazing. So I just talked to her about possibly, you know, doing some stuff for us. One thing led to another. She's going to be in our Michael Jackson murder mystery, Smooth Criminal. And we were talking to her about this, and she is a lesbian. I believe she identifies as a butch lesbian. I think that was her term. And she says, what about an all-female butch lesbian Weird Al cover band called Eat It?
Yeah. All you now need to do is find four yes. butch lesbians that want to do that.
So we agree that's a fantastic
Yeah, of course. Name. That's an amazing name.
Okay. So make that happen.
By the way, Lindsay, you know, she said she had finished in like the final, I don't want to say it wrong, but like the final like 13 on American. I'm not kidding. She's
really?
Yes. She's been on The Voice.
I didn't realize she's that. I know she's a great singer.
She's now in our murder mystery.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Good for us.
Joe, this woman looks more like Carol Channing to even reference something older.
She looks like Mary Pickford.
So
is she cross-eyed?
What?
I hope.
She looks cross-eyed.
Bring me such joy if she was. I don't remember her being cross-eyed. I was disgusted by her. So maybe in my mind she was. So maybe in reality she is as well.
So I don't know if I said this on the air, but I talked to you about on Martin Luther King birthday, the observed holiday, that I had gotten a day before or 2 days before, I'd gotten offered a gig to perform at the Howard Theater. And it was going to be in the afternoon, so I was still going to come here and do the murder mission. That's the night Patrick Melton was on right before we left for our trip. And then they canceled it the day of because there was no heat in the building. Do you remember me talking
yeah,
about this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So yesterday, I get a message on Facebook. And it's from someone I don't know. And saying they're helping someone else I don't know promote the show. This upcoming event at the Howard Theater. And sometimes you'll get people on Facebook, hey, can you promote this event?
Right.
So I think it's that. Here's the Facebook event. Can you post it? Let's get people going. So I'm like, why are they telling me about this? I go, I click on it. I was like, oh, Howard Theater. That sounds like that show I was going to do. Then I look at the description. I'm on the show.
When is it?
Wednesday.
You mean 2 days from today?
2 days from today.
Is it in the middle of the day still?
It's 6:30.
Oh, that's better.
And then afterwards, we're supposed to watch the Wizards. Not live, but the Wizards Warriors game. But it's the end of Black History Month celebration. I'm on the show.
That sounds awesome.
Well, I'm going to do it, but I was like...
No, you'll do it, and then you get to watch the basketball game?
Well, I mean, I can watch the basketball. I'm not in the build. It's not, yeah, on TV.
I don't know. Plus, yeah. They're probably going to get the shit kicked out of them, right? They're playing the Warriors?
Yeah, that's the kind of game they play well at. And
not if they're on the road.
No, it's at 8 o'clock. It has to be here.
Oh, awesome. All right. Yeah. No, that sounds like fun. Especially if you kill. If you don't do well, you just have to roll.
Well, it's funny because I've been saying this on stage. I don't... There's no way it's offensive, but sometimes you don't know because I realize that Black Panther, Black people are very sensitive about this movie. So I don't want to appear that I'm making light of it. But I said this just on Facebook. I said Black Panther is now in the Mount Rushmore of Black superhero movies, joining Blade... what's the Michael Jordan cartoon movie?
No, Space Jam.
Space Jam and Purple Rain.
Right.
A black comedian shared it people on his page are debating this. Like, I'm really giving this. So, like, Peter left out this. And I'm like, you realize it's a joke, right? So
he thought Prince was a superhero.
Right. So I've been saying on stage, I've been saying it's the best black superhero since Purple Rain.
Okay.
And there's nothing offensive about that, but it's just, I don't want to act like I'm making, I mean, I'm still going to say it, but like.
Yeah. Is it doing well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all I'm saying is that Prince is a superhero.
Yeah, no, I hear, I get the joke, yes. Right. But when, sometimes when you just, you know, when you talk about a subject people are sensitive about, the first thing they do is they...
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
They tense up. They right. arm themselves.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of jokes that people aren't getting, and I talk about this all the time with Twitter and Facebook. So I have this joke that I've, you know, sort of told a little bit over the years, and now I've actually made it so it's a good joke and I can tell it as a regular part of my act. And it's just basically about how women are, they like a sense of humor, but they're more turned on by a musician. And there's a bunch of jokes about that. And then I mention this sort of hacky premise part of it is that they say, you know, you can tell how a guy is in bed by how he dances. It's a pretty hacky premise. And then I say this, and this, and no one's getting it. And I say, well, that's bullshit, because I can dance for 20 minutes straight, and then a minute later, I can start dancing again.
Okay, yeah.
People aren't getting it.
They're not.
I've done it about 7 or 8 times. 5 of the times, you think I'm speaking Chinese.
Well, you can't do it. You can't tell it.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, is it, do I need to say some longer time than 20 minutes? Do I need to make it longer? Because, by the way, the average sexual session is like 7 to 10 minutes. So 20 is exaggerated.
Why don't you change it to a shorter period of time? Right? So you say, because I can dance for 4 minutes, you know, as if you're having sex for a short period of time, and a minute later you can dance for another 4 minutes.
Mm. See, I feel like they're not going to get the first part. See, there's other tags, like, and I never dance alone.
Maybe they think 20 minutes is a normal amount of time
that's
to
what
have
I'm
sex.
Saying.
And that, and I see, I do know what you're saying. So they're like, okay, the joke clearly is that you can't have sex 1 minute after you just had an orgasm. I mean, I get it.
Right.
But if you then make fun of yourself for the amount of time that you takes you to have an orgasm, maybe they'll appreciate that one.
No, I'm saying I can't last 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. So what I thought you were saying was that you can't have sex and then come and have sex again a minute later.
No, there's two jokes.
I got. I understand that. But I think they're not catching that because they're like, well, wait a minute. I get that he can't, but 20 minutes seems like, I think they're expecting you to have more fun at your own expense, even though I get it. You're saying you can't have sex for 20 minutes. Why don't you say, I can have sex. I mean, I'm sorry. I can dance for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, rest for a minute, start dancing again.
You may be right, Robbie, Marcus.
Yes, I agree with that assessment.
Try it. I mean,
I will try it.
It's the same joke.
Yeah, it is the same joke.
but I think that they'll like the idea of you saying that this is your normal amount of sex that you have. So you describe what you do while having sex. You describe it as dancing and that you can do that.
Because I can dance for 3 minutes straight. And then a minute later, I can start dancing again.
Right. Yeah, maybe that'll work. So and if it doesn't, maybe.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's not that important, but it just...
No, I mean,
like the other night, I'm at the Improv Lounge, and it's I'm seeing, so it's not like it's the best, you know, situation
right.
for me to do well. But I had one particular show; they were liking me probably the most that they'd like me in their show. And I was towards the end, and I said, "You know what? I'm doing well. Let's throw that joke out again." And then it went from silence, and I was like, "I was trying to close on that."
Wait a minute, it's not working. You now want to make it your closer?
Well, no, I figured I believe in the joke because it's worked sometimes, where it's worked, where it's gotten really. Done really well.
So if you need to, if things are going real bad and you want to use the pie plate, you have my full.
I might do that. No, it was cool. I got to see some good comedy this weekend. Michelle Wolf was over in the main room. She's got a new HBO special. She's now doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Never seen her before live. Really funny.
Hilarious.
No, really, really good shit. This guy, Nimesh Patel, that I was on the Up Next contest where me and Patrick Melton's paths crossed. He's now a writer for SNL. He was the guy I was with. Some really great stuff. Some people dropped in and did guest spots. It was a good weekend of just seeing some funny comedy, which is hard to do these days. You would think it would be easier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know me. I'm doing zero stand-up.
Right.
And when I do, I'm usually miserable watching whatever it is I'm watching.
So am I usually. But this was a case where I kept... you know, I'd watch 5 minutes in here, go on there, watch another five, and I just kept seeing great jokes.
You know, it's some good comedy that's coming up. Do you know, does Robbie know about this? I'm going to point to something here. Does Robbie know about that?
I don't know if he knows it.
Robbie, are you aware that there's a new podcast that's going to be broadcast from the studio? Are you aware of that?
I am.
You do know about it?
Yeah.
How do you
know? Missed Connections.
How do you know about that?
Because I saw the their new Twitter feed.
Yep.
Yeah. Girlfriend Katie and Justin Schlegel are doing a podcast where they try to hook up the people from the Missed Connections section in, you know, on Craigslist.
Can we let me find the Twitter feed so we can plug it?
Yeah. Now, if these guys can, it seems hard.
Yeah, it does seem, it seems like a lot of work.
Well, no, it is going to be a lot of work, but, you know, I mean, Justin isn't going to do it, but Katie will.
At MCP show. So Missed Connections podcast. I guess that's what that means.
Yeah, I think
that. MCP show?
Yeah, I think a lot of the names that were, you know, I guess similar or what they wanted to use their full name were taken. But if they can pull this off, if you can get. So hook some of these people up. Now, some of them are just pictures of giant cocks. That's never going to work.
Right.
But, you know, it's easier than you think because the ad comes from a person that you can reach out to. And then they say, I saw you. You work at this place. You know, this is your job. Or I saw you at this restaurant. You were a waitress. I mean, it's easy. You call the restaurant and you say, hey, or you walk in.
And they're going to do this weekly show in this studio.
And what the idea is, it's almost like they'll be try to follow along like three or four stories, and then they'll try to update them during the course of a, you know, an hour episode. So you're really only lending, you know, 12 minutes to each.
All right.
Story.
I want you to guess. They're following four accounts. Well, she's following herself, so that's one. So they're following now three accounts. Can you guess what they are?
NRA.
No. Not NRA. JSS?
Correct. Josh and Scott and Spiegel, the show that Justin is on, the morning show 98 Rock.
The Rob and Joe show?
That is correct.
More Broadcasting.
No.
Is it me?
No.
they're not following me.
No.
I don't know.
Josh Spiegel.
That's it, huh?
So Katie is not following either you or I.
Well, that's Justin. Justin did put the Twitter together. You know, okay. I know he did. Yeah, he's the one who put the whatever the sound or the beginning of the show intro. Jeez, what's the matter with me?
So he's following Josh, but not Scott.
Oh yeah, yeah, or me,
or yeah, or himself. Doesn't he have his own account?
I don't think he does. He did have a Facebook page called Boring Justin. Did you ever see? Have you ever seen?
Yeah. No, I think he's more active now.
Oh,
he
is?
Has his own Twitter.
Oh, God. Boring Justin is so funny. It's a picture of him. He's throwing up kids in a pool. I don't know if that's still the picture, but that's what it was before. Maybe. But yeah, that they record their first episode Sunday.
And when will it come out? When can we hear this?
I don't know. I don't know if they're putting some in the can. I'm not sure exactly what the plan is, but
what time on Sunday are they going to be recording so I can listen in?
I don't know. I'll let you know though. I'll text it.
Marcus, will you check out this podcast and tell us whether you endorse it or not?
Yeah, I'll put clips on America.
Okay, would you do that and see if we can't get it on the Mike America?
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I like it. Can you? Are you concerned, Joe, that Katie's podcast is going to?
No,
outdo
I would
ours.
I'd love it. I would love it if it outdid ours. Although we picked up some Patreons. Thank you to our new Patreon listeners out there.
Yeah, you picked a good one. This was a good episode.
Yeah, we rewarded them by giving them some real inside shit this last Patreon episode we did.
Congrats to Katie and Justin. We look forward to your podcast. Let's take a break. We'll come back and Dan Ninen has crossed paths with one of the most famous Twitter personalities.
Tweetists.
Yeah. Tweetists. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
The Robin Joe Show.
So... this came about this past week. Chrissy Teigen, the supermodel, chef, husband of wife of John Legend, very active Twitter personality.
She's kind of controversial too. She'll say some shit on there.
She's pretty funny.
Yeah,
she's a good on there. So she just mentioned Dan and Ninen's name in a tweet. Like, oh, I hope. Some Republican event, hope Ninen's opening or something. Then she goes, oh, you guys don't know Dan Ninen? Puts up a YouTube clip of him bombing at this Tesla event. And then she goes, my dad is Indian and my mom is Japanese, so I eat my sushi with curry on it. Bah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, Dan, you crazy for this one. Then it's in quotes. She had to explain to people, you know, I put it in quotes, which means I didn't say that. So everyone's just commenting. Somebody says, go on Cumtown. That's the podcast that our friend Nick Mullen, or his girlfriend I try to steal, is on. So there's just hundreds of comments on this. So now he's – and I think Sue Fedor and someone else commented on this. Is Dan becoming too famous? Do we not want him to be part of the social lexicon? Is that a term? Did I use that right?
I don't know. I mean, would you – is there a way to monetize being known as – I mean, he could. We've talked about this on before. We've talked about this before on here. If he told his real story, it would be fucking fascinating.
Yes.
If he told his real story. Now, he's not going to do that because I think that's the reason that he's capable of doing that to begin with. But there is a way for him to make some money.
There is. This guy says, 2 weeks ago I was trying to explain Ninen to a first date. A first date, he tried to explain Ninen. Now you are bringing him to a broader audience. Thank you. And then also go on the Cumtown podcast.
There's a great, I guess, little clip somebody put together of the movie. What was it called? Belly?
Yes.
And it's 50 Cent, and they're watching something on TV. And I don't know what they're – I've never seen the movie. I don't know what they're watching on TV in the movie. But in the clip, they have the Dan Ninen – comedy clip up on there. It's so fucking funny.
So, good. I guess that's good for you, Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, I wonder. People say this puts our name out there, but we've never benefited. It's almost like when people said, I went after Tom Arnold for some notoriety.
Right.
We get nothing from that.
Well, she has 9.78 million followers.
No.
And
I'm saying,
but we did something that he was just a local, like a legend, infamous local
right.
comedian. And we got him, you know, he was doing his shit with JL. We started talking about it on our podcast. He responded. It took on a new level. It got JL more involved, Patrick Melton more involved. It led to all this fight to the death. It led to the Dan Beast. It led to
it
all
didn't
these,
lead to a fight to the death.
The fight to the death, all that stuff. But they got the Isle of Man. We're getting another continent involved. And it became then that huge article that blew up. And now Chrissy Teigen. I mean,
how
it's
much
like
bigger,
Kardashian, basically.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. Who's the most followed person on Twitter? Is it Kim Kardashian?
Maybe, or, you know, maybe Taylor Swift or
Barack
something like
Obama.
That. Or Katy Perry. I don't know.
God, I would say how much. Who else could tweet about it where it would be bigger than this?
Well, if it's a famous comic, maybe, and they're shitting on him, but that's a bit in the comedy world, they would already know about him. So,
Rob sounds like he's off mic.
I will move it better.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's better.
Yeah,
okay. When I'm right on it, you say go above it, and then when I go above it, you go. It always changes, but that does sound better.
I'm just telling you what I hear. That's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, there was something else I was going to say about Ninen, but I got distracted by the mic.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Scott from Philly in chat said we know he at least sold one book.
Yes, Rob bought me that book.
By the way, I had Restivo message me, hey, you still picking up that shirt? So I had to get this shirt
before
I sell it to someone else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's my shirt?
I have to go see him. You know how hard that is? He has a new apartment, though. He's inviting us over.
Now, we talked about this already. You have not seen Black Panther, correct?
I have not seen it, no. But I was trying to go this week, but then I got all these shows came up.
I'd like for you to use MoviePass at least once to see. Matter of fact, JL tweeted about MoviePass.
Yeah.
He said before, you know, he had to save his money to go see specific movies he wanted. Now he's going to see Madea's whatever the hell it was, you know.
I have till June, right?
Yeah, you got 6 months.
Okay.
But here's the deal. If you see one movie, then that's a fucking $60 movie. See what I'm saying? The whole idea is that you can go whenever you want. You wake up, you're like, you know what? I'll go check out a movie. How far is Snowden movie theater from you?
But I can't go because I have to see it with Tawanda.
There's no movie that Tawanda... Are you allowed to go to the movies without her?
Well, to see the second time, yeah.
I'm asking. But are you allowed to go to the movies without her?
She doesn't. She wants to see them. If
I'm not talking about Black Panther. I'm saying, are you allowed to go to the movies without her?
Not if it's a movie she wants to see also.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to either.
Yeah.
So,
and most of the movies that I want to see, she wants to see. There's not some basketball documentary coming out that only I care about.
So you wouldn't... There's no movie that you could say, hey, I went and saw Pacific Rim 2.
She didn't care for Pacific Rim, the first one. I probably could.
So you
could
go see that one.
Yes, I could.
All right.
But and maybe limited. I will.
All right, go do that.
We're going to see Black Panther.
I get that. But
I want to see Annihilation.
She wants
to see Annihilation.
I heard that's really good. But the idea is you can go as many times as you want. You can continue to... Every single day you can go see another movie. Now, I know you're not going to see that many movies, but
the
idea is it's so easy. And especially you, because you have like these little windows of like noon to two during the day that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah. You're right. Maybe I should just do it and not tell her. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Which is how often does she call you between noon and two?
Well, if no one's in the theater, I'll just answer.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be somebody there.
Yeah, I'd have to walk out. She'd hear it. What's that going on?
Yeah. I'm just playing some popcorn. Music. Sounds like somebody eating popcorn.
Okay. Well, you said you wouldn't get mad if I didn't take advantage of it because it's a good gift.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm really not mad. I mean, here's the deal.
Yeah, I think you're frustrated a little
bit. No, I'm not. Look, I gave you a good gift. If you don't use it, that's not, it would have cost me the same as it would if you used it every day. There's nothing. I lose nothing.
You're right.
I lose nothing because of it. So it doesn't bother me. It does bother me that you're not taking advantage of something so awesome. That's what bothers me, meaning see how easy it is to do this.
Right.
Do you even have the app on your phone?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
So you look at the movie, you check in when you're there, you walk in, you get your ticket. And you, since you live...
MoviePass, right there.
Because you live so close, you can just check in to Black Panther and then go get your ticket. And...
Maybe I'll go tonight after the show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll tell her that we're writing. Well, I have to see Black Panther with Tawanda. I mean, that would be the biggest... That would probably be the worst thing I could do, is not see Black Panther with my black girlfriend.
Yeah, that probably would be a problem. Is she excited about seeing Black Panther? She can't be that excited.
She's excited because she likes the Marvel movies, but she doesn't... I don't feel like she has any blackness excitement.
She's like, it's about time?
I don't... I mean, I think... I know she loved Get Out. So I think she's probably more excited about that if you're talking about a movie that, you know, opens doors for black people.
Director and then the subject matter,
Yeah. I mean, it is, and I talk about this with JL, actually. That is a more important movie if that's what you're, from that perspective.
It's not more important. The Black Panther, they haven't had a black lead superhero blockbuster. They haven't had it. And they just had it.
Yeah, but...
Get Out was a great movie, but guess what? The year before Moonlight won... Moonlight, did it win last year or the year before?
Yeah, but Moonlight wasn't a hit in terms of financially. It wasn't,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Get Out, it was a hit, but, you know, Black Panther's going to do $1 billion.
Yes, but that's... But obviously, there's a lot of that of black people seeing it and seeing it again, but it is superhero movie.
That's why. I say
it's already going to make $250 million.
Well, that's the point. That's the whole point. The point is that Hollywood had yet, and they'd now done hundreds of superhero movies. I mean, you made a joke about it earlier, but what's the most popular black lead in a superhero? Spawn, Blade. I mean, those movies are crap.
No, I agree, but there's a limited number of superhero movies. There's unlimited number amount of movies like Girls Trip where you can have a female cast, or Get Out where you can have tackle any subject matter.
Well, I would say the opposite, right? I mean, the biggest movies in a given year are, if there's, you know, the five biggest movies, three are probably going to be superhero movies.
Yes.
And now what they said is, okay, you belong here too. It took too long. You see what I'm saying? And then they did it, and it worked. So if it doesn't work, you know, JL had a big issue because the movie Coco didn't make as much as some of the other Pixar movies. And he said, oh, well, that's because of the way that Mexican Americans are viewed based on what the president said, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, that makes this important, even more important.
I'm not saying it's not important, but they didn't make Iron Man. And all these superhero movies weren't made. We had Batman. We didn't have Spider-Man until 15 years ago.
I get it. But now Iron Man, how old is Iron Man? It's probably 10 years old now, probably more than that.
No, it is. But once that did well, we're going to get them all.
I got it. But what I'm saying is it took 10 years and probably 40 superhero movies in between now and then for them to get to a black lead. Well, and then they did, and it's going to make $1 billion.
I understand that, but creating a new superhero that's black, that's brand new, would be more important than something. This character is 60 years old, right? 40, 50
I don't
years
know,
old.
But I'm not sure that I agree with that. We're talking about Get Out because it's original material, black actor, black lead, black hero. I assume black writer. I know black director.
Yes,
I mean,
he wrote the same thing, right? Yeah.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
So if that's, and you're saying that that's important, it is, but we've had that. We had it the very last time somebody won the best picture. We had the same thing in Moonlight. We had all that original material, black lead, black director, and we had all that. Now we have a blockbuster, which these guys, by the way, Denzel Washington has an Oscar. Halle Berry, we've done this before. Is it too limited? Yeah. I mean, has it happened too infrequently? Yes, it has. But now we have, you know, a black and an almost entirely black cast in what's probably going to be the biggest movie of the year.
Well, I'm sure it is, but I haven't seen Black Panther, but are there lessons that white people can learn from these movies? Is it more in Black Panther or more important in Get Out?
I don't know. Who get lessons? What? I don't know.
That's part of it.
I know.
I mean,
the actual content of what's happening in there, I don't know that there's been any cultural change other than outside of the marketing side of it. I don't know that there's a message in either movie that I find so important that somehow it's going to change attitudes. The movie itself and what it did and the money that it brought in and the success that it had is going to have a much greater impact than the actual story itself.
Yeah, I agree. But I just think that Black Panther, there's no way it couldn't have done well. Obviously, it's doing better than anyone thought. But Get Out could have done
well.
Well,
I agree with that. I'm not arguing that.
And
yeah.
And
Black Panther, you were saying Black Panther was going to do well because it was a superhero movie.
It was a Marvel movie. They've hit on everything.
But you know what? Batman versus Superman came out, and this is going to blow its doors off.
No, you're right.
So that, you know, that kind of stuff, yes. Was it going to do well? Yes. It's the degree of success that it's having that is what's important.
And that doesn't mean it's going to be good. And obviously they made it good, so they succeeded. But
even people in the KKK like Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Jesus.
Let's close on that.
Right.
Should we talk about Robbie's party, the party that he went to?
I forgot. Yes. We have to put this picture up. Robbie sends us a picture 2 days ago. He's wearing a kimono, right?
He's
the last dragon
or something. He looks like in Kung Fu when he had to put his forearms on the side of that boiling hot cauldron and carry it outside. Robbie, was that a gift? Did you buy that? Where do you go to buy this thing? By the way, also, did you pick out the color? It's pink?
It's not pink. It's red with a gold dragon on it. And I was sold. I was told.
You were sold. Yeah, you were sold in Taiwan.
No, somebody.
Sex slave.
No, I was given that as a gift when I made my last trip to Taiwan.
Okay.
Is that the first time you've worn it?
No, I wore it when I first got it, and I posted the picture on my Facebook, and you guys commented on it. You don't remember that. But
okay.
This is the first time I've actually worn it for an occasion.
What was the occasion?
I was told by my girlfriend that.
Oh, God.
Everybody else was wearing pants.
It was going to be a traditional Chinese dress for this party, and there was going to be karaoke.
So
I'm
God.
Like, she's like, "You want to go?" I'm like, "Okay."
What did she wear?
I got something to wear, and I like to do karaoke. So,
hold on. What did she wear?
Well, that's part of the story. So, she tried on something, a dress, and she couldn't really coordinate it with what she wanted to wear with it. So she went a little bit more kind of, you know, traditional, but not really. So, you ever heard these stories about people who get pranked and they say, "Hey, you know, it's a costume party."
Yes.
And you show up and you're the only one in costume.
Oh, God.
So I'm in a room full of mainly Asian women and kids. I am the only person. No, I am the only person. I'm the one white guy. I'm the only person wearing traditional Chinese.
They're like, "This racist motherfucker." Oh, they had to hate you.
It's like I go to see Black Panther and I'm in my African garb. And all the black people are just wearing friggin' Jordans.
No, they appreciated the effort. But if I had known I was going to be the only one, of course I wouldn't have done it. And
Robbie, why did you bring a change of clothes? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yes.
You didn't have jeans in the car?
Yeah. You didn't have your "I Fingered the Killer" t-shirt?
What did you, in your NRA hat, what did you wear underneath?
Nothing.
T-shirt.
That's it? You didn't have underwear on. Your balls were hanging.
No, Joe. That shirt only goes down to, like, the top of your calves.
Okay, Robbie, you said Asian women and kids. There was no men there?
There was a handful of men there.
Called gay.
It was more than, it was probably 30 people at this party, and there was, like, probably 4 men.
How many white people?
Me.
Wait a minute. 4 men including you?
Yes.
So there were 26 women and children there doing karaoke. Children doing karaoke.
Oh, there were little boys. But
did you talk about gun control?
No, there was no gun control discussion.
What songs were sung? Did they sing that Lobo song, "I Love Taiwan"?
Well, that's the other part. Hey, all the songs were in Chinese. I couldn't read or sing them.
So... Now, Robbie...
Why didn't you sing Mr. Roboto?
Robbie is already not that great at a party with just American-speaking people dressed normal. What were you talking about? I mean, what were you doing?
Well, a few people were kind enough to have a conversation with me in English, and they were curious about because I'm wearing this outfit. But mainly the conversation was, you know, a lot of gossip, and it was in Chinese, so I maybe catch one or two words. But
how long did you stand there before you insisted that she take you out of there?
Yeah, hold on. Well, I want to guess how long you were at the party. So what time did the party start?
5:30, I believe.
What time did you get there?
Right around, we were like the first people there.
I think they were there till 8.
God, was there food there, Robbie?
There was lots of food.
Drinks, alcohol?
There was beer.
I'm going to go 8:01.
8:30.
Yes.
Ah, you got me. That's a long 3 hours.
I really started, and, you know, there was nothing for me to do.
Robbie's not somebody who just kind of lets things slide. All right, I'll have this. This will be her day. I guarantee you he was crotchety as hell.
Nope. I was very pleasant, and somebody was kind enough to go over and try to find a song that I could sing for, you know, because I couldn't read the menu on the goddamn thing.
They couldn't convert it to English?
No, there was English songs on there, but I had to have somebody go do it because the menu was in Chinese.
So did you end up singing?
I ended up singing a song.
What'd you sing?
I ended up singing "Hopelessly Devoted to You" by Olivia Newton-John.
They found it. Did the words come up in the Chinese characters?
No,
you just
it was
know
in English. I could have done it. I know the words, so I could have done
it. You are hopeless.
So there was a party at my house this Friday.
Oh, let me tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
So when I finally got
you lost your girlfriend. You took the wrong girl home.
When I finally got to sing the song, this kid took the other microphone and started singing off key in the other microphone and fucking up my song.
Oh, that is Robbie does not like that. So this is going to be basically a Patreon story. I'll reveal a lot more about this party, which is ridiculous. But one thing that I will tell, and I can't tell you the name of the person, but on Patreon I will. We played a game called Kings. Have you ever played that as a drinking game?
Yeah, I had played a version that was different than the one you described.
But one of the cards, if you pick this card, you have to do never have I ever. You have to hold up three fingers, mm-hmm. and you say never have I ever, and as soon as somebody has all three fingers down, they have to drink, and then the next person draws a card.
Right.
So, girl picked I'm not going to say who it was, picked up, but she's been mentioned on the show before.
And the way this works is if you say never have I ever, got hit by a car, by a deer.
And if you have, you have to put your finger down.
All right. And if you haven't, then
you get to leave your finger. No, you leave your finger up, and and once three fingers go down, that person has to drink.
Okay, gotcha.
So the first thing that she said was never have I ever licked a butthole. That was the first thing she said. Okay. So some fingers go down, some stay up. The next thing she said was, you guys are going to hate me. Never have I ever eaten ham. Okay. So the first thing she went with was that she's never licked a butthole.
Right.
That's a far cry. I mean, you figured you would up the ante. She downed it as far as you can go. She said you never eaten ham. Now, she's talking about like a spiral ham.
Right.
She's eating bacon, sausage, scrapple, pork rinds. So she's eaten ham a billion times. She's literally talking about like she's eating bologna.
Pig butt.
Yes. She's literally talking about ham. A ham that you would see on your Christmas table.
Oh, I want to guess who this person is.
The next Patreon, we'll tell all.
One more thing
we'll tell if Rip Joe put his finger down or up.
I will say one more thing without mentioning names, and we'll tell it on Patreon, is that both my girlfriend's brother and his wife were there,
mm-hmm.
and two people pulled their balls out.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two. One of them said I had some gum on my pants, and it pulled it a good 7 inches. And the other one had his shirt just covering them, and he just kept lifting his shirt up so his balls would be exposed.
And with that, we end another fabulous Rob and Joe show. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.